T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, I can't claim to be rabid. I am somewhat incensed at the moment, but I don't think rabid would really do it for me. Tony Dale sitting in for Bobby Mack. Look, I'd love to hear from you, and we have some really good texts up here, which we will share as we get to going here. If you would like to participate and opine, by doing that, you will be part of this radio show. Think of it. Your moment in the spotlight. Do that by going on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. That is 71307. And you may call. Love to hear the sound of your voice. 800-347-1063. I have to admit, I'm an audio guy. I love verbal communications. And I have a hard time. Maybe it's generational. I don't think so. I use texting, and I do text and so forth. Not, by the way, while driving. But I think you lose so much in texting. There's no way that you can use the subtleties of expression that you get when you are speaking with somebody verbally. So anyway, I would love to hear the sound of your voice. So let me start with something that should, I think, cheer you up a bit. It certainly cheers me. We are hearing nothing over these last few days about this terrible bigotry and xenophobia by the racist, fascist Donald Trump and all of his supporters, because we had a few people say, send her home. And well, send her home. This is after Ilhan Omar, who came to this country as a refugee, was educated here, taken care of here, and has done nothing but vilify the country, encourage terrorists, has been blatantly anti-Semitic and hate-filled. And all of a sudden, that's proof positive that these people were racist. When all they were referring to, lest we forget this, because, of course, context is everything, the tweet that Donald Trump sent out simply said, and I am paraphrasing it, but this is essentially it, he said, so if you don't like this country, since you come from this country that has had a messed up political system and is all messed up, go back over there, fix that country, and then come back over here and show us how to do it. That's what he said. There was not one racist anything involved in that. Okay. So how is this narrative playing out there in America? Well, you might find this interesting. ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, who, of course, their job is to deport illegal aliens, and these are the people who are being attacked and vilified most by the diddly squad, as I call them, are now nearly twice as favorable among Americans as a group of the four progressive Democrats, known as the squad. I call them the diddly squad. 42% of Americans have a favorable opinion of ICE, which Ocasio-Cortez has advocated for abolishing altogether. Meanwhile, Omar holds a favorability rating of only 25%, and Tlaib of 24%, and Presley of only 22%. And you might find this interesting. A plurality, 43% of Americans say they oppose Ocasio-Cortez's plan to abolish ICE. Only 33% of Americans think that's a good idea. And Trump, meanwhile, has seen his ratings continue to go up. So keep in mind that there is a reason that nations have borders. One of the main reasons that Donald Trump was elected, or one of the platforms that he was most popular about, was, of course, stopping illegal immigration. And that is the fight that we are in now, because you have an entire party in the United States, and that being the Democratic Party, and mainstream press, of course, which is their mouthpiece, trying to reprogram us into believing that we're all xenophobic racists because we don't want illegal immigrants in this country. And I pray that enough Democrats, common everyday working people who have, for whatever reason, their folks were Democrats and they were Democrats, can see the inanity of all of this, the danger in all of this, and vote for Donald Trump. Can only pray so. We have some phone calls. Let's go ahead and take Don in Simpsonville. Hey, Don. Happy Friday.
Hey, how are you doing?
Having a ball.
I can tell. And your guys are awesome, by the way. Wes really helped us out, so thank you very much.
Oh, well, thank you for coming and seeing us. That makes my day.
Sure, no problem. I'm afraid kind of some of the pushback. The way that my friends and I kind of around the water cooler were talking about it, it's like, well, what's going to happen next if AOC and the Dread Squad or whatever, what could they possibly be pushing for except for, let's say, to control speech or have it go their way? So you're not going to be allowed to say anything, and then what's going to happen? I mean, it's almost like you kind of go down the Bill of Rights and just start at number one and keep working your way down until kind of everything's gone. And then what would you want to do about it? Or when would you react, and what would you do? That's kind of the reaction is what scares me, honestly, because nobody wants it, but it seems almost inevitable.
By reaction, Don, you mean the time that we on the right quit just sitting there and taking it and stand up and say, that's it, no more, no mas, in other words?
Well, yes and no, because I don't consider myself a liberal at all. I'm more on the free for everything, but don't mess with anybody, you know?
Libertarian sort of leaning, yeah.
Yeah, sure. And so it's like, well, so that's my shtick, right? But in order to do that, you have to have some morals, right? But I think that it's going to be very difficult to discern or, let's say, apply force in a proper direction to stop some things. I mean, a lot of people are talking about a resistance to some government intervention, but I don't see it that way. It's going to be kind of like a brown shirts almost. The Antifas, the groups are going to be led by the politicians, not the police.
Well, that's a very good observation. That's kind of what's underway there, because when you don't condemn obvious terrorism or any of this violence that's going on, but sort of tacitly encourage it, that is, you're exactly right. That's how you empower these people to take it to the next level.
So. I work with a few Germans, and we've also had the discussion, and it's like, man, a lot of this sounds, you know, very familiar. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, because I don't I don't speak German, and I asked them to translate some of you have some of the recorded pre speeches, and he's like, man, it sounds familiar. I mean, it's a little different. It's not necessarily, you know, straight up Jews that are the evil or whatever, but it's
well, it is straight up Jews. People. It is straight up Jews with them. I mean, they're not even shy about it. The Diddly Squad, they are openly anti-Israel. So that's I think a big part of it. Donna, unfortunately, I'm about out of time, but I would leave you with this thought. I think an even closer comparison would be to look at what happened in Russia in that revolution and the rhetoric there. That's much closer to where these people are. Anyway, thank you for your call. Lou in Campobello, you stay right where you are on the phone. We'll come back and talk to you right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Howdy, howdy. So glad that you are here and would love to hear from you. And we are going to start this segment by hearing from old friend of mine up in Campobello. Lou, how are you doing?
It's a beautiful day in Campobello, Tony.
Hadn't had any thunderstorms up there yet?
No, not yet. It doesn't look like we're going to get any either.
Well, that thank God. We got an inch at my house in Tryon yesterday in one of those.
Oh, we had two come through here, and they were pretty bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, Tony, the Fab Four that people are talking about, you know, they didn't have voices back in their countries. Their countries wouldn't tolerate their voices. They come to America and they get a voice. We give them a voice. We allow them to be heard. And you know what? It's absolutely their right to say what they want. But they then demoralize the United States. They openly make anti-Semitic marks. I mean, where is the Democratic Party? You know, we used to play softball. We'd have umpires that were consistently bad. They would make bad calls, but they made bad calls both ways, so you knew what you got. The Democrats can't even be consistently bad. They won't even discipline their own. When one of their reps makes the comment, impeach the MF, before the Mueller report or before I think she even took office, and nothing. There's just nothing they can do that is wrong. And you know, I think the Republicans should hold true on one thing. If you want to give these illegal citizenship, if you want to stop the Democrats from allowing them to come in and fighting for them, just tell them one thing. If you come in illegally, you forfeit your right to vote for the rest of your life. Think about how the Democrats will do an about-face and not care about them anymore.
That would be a brilliant stroke. Unfortunately, and you know this to be true, Lou, we have the most useless bunch of people up there that call themselves Republicans. It's pathetic. I mean, there are not many of them up there anymore that you can count on that really seem to care about the country.
You know, we have state reps that are just as bad.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And lie to us about gas taxes and what they're going to do. And the amazing thing is, Tony, people go to the polling places and vote for them again. I mean, do you have any doubt in three more years when the roads aren't fixed, they're going to ask for another 2 cents a year?
Oh, no. And do I have any doubt that Lindsey Graham will be voted in again, or that William Timmons will be voted in again because he has, and the answer, Lou, and sadly, this is the truth of it, all that big money they spend, the Chamber of Commerce primarily, and the lobbyists, to get these guys reelected is frankly how it happens. They're up there beholden to them, and we at the moment have the best government money can buy.
But you know, Tony, if you're going to steal from me and financially rape me, I would really prefer if you'd put on a mask so I can't see who it is. Because that's the part that infuriates me the most. Our state government doesn't even care anymore if you know they're stealing from you. That's how emboldened they are. and there's nothing anybody does. We go to the polls, they say, hey, just 12 more cents, your roads will be fixed. Okay, and they vote for them again.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't seem, it's you stick your one finger in the socket, you get jolted, it's not the socket, you try a different finger. And you just keep doing it till all 10.
I think part of the problem, Lou, is that we, and I hate to say this, but it's true. I mean, we are to blame ourselves, are to blame, because we have become less and less informed and involved. Rather, outside of talk radio, outside of this station, for example, if you looked at the Greenville News or the TV news or pretty much anything else in this, read the state newspaper, you're going to get a completely different narrative. So that's on the local and the state level. It's no different, of course, at the national level, because so much money is pouring into those organizations that now make what we call news, but really I think that's a stretch anymore. It's basically just propaganda, so much of it. But most people don't take the time to, as you do, and I know you do because you call in sometimes, you're very informed. Most, sadly, Americans do not dig behind the scenes, and that is true at the local level, at the state level, and as far as you want to go up. And part of that is a result of our educational system not doing their job, or maybe, sadly, doing the job that they really want to do, is to rewrite history and reprogram the next generation of kids. So eventually, just as Saul Alinsky and the Cloward Piven strategy and cultural Marxism all have designed for decades, eventually the United States falls from within, and that's kind of where we are.
Tony, I have one question, and I agree with everything you said. I have one question, though, and it's on the elemental level. I think a lot of people realize they've got 6 cents a gallon right now. It's going to go to 12. Do you really think those people can't determine when they're driving down the road, or they just don't care that they're not fixing them?
Oh, I think that they will recognize the roads don't seem to be getting any better. But, well, we will see. I don't know. I really don't.
Or they just don't equate it with voting for the people that continue to raise.
I think you hit it. I think that's it. This all happened, you know, a year ago, and now they've forgotten about all that, and they're just busy living their life and driving to work. And they, did you notice gas went up? Hey, Bob, man, the roads are just awful. Weren't they supposed to fix those? You know, that kind of thing. But I don't know. So, and on that cheery note.
Yeah, on that cheery note, I'm going to turn into a telephone pole. Thank you, Tony.
Hey, thank you, Lou, for calling. God bless. All right. Yeah, that is, frankly, one of the biggest problems we have at any level. The majority of people just are too busy doing other stuff. They really aren't involved. In fact, there was a story, I may dig it out if I have it again, about the effect of social media and the internet on our brains. We have, I don't know if you've noticed this, even filmmaking and television production, our attention span continues to shrink and shrink and shrink and shrink because we're so used to just image after image after image. You scroll down Facebook. You do understand that that's having an effect on your perception and your brain. And it's creating, in a way, and there's plenty of research to back this up, what amounts to ADD in all of us. Attention deficit. We can't sit and watch a scene. You go watch an older film, a movie made 25, 30 years ago. Notice how much longer they used to hold a shot, a scene. Now they edit these things like boom, 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 boom. And part of the reason, and they know this, research is bearing this out, our attention span is shrinking. Well, that affects our ability to go just below the surface of what the headlines that we're being fed. And so somebody hears a headline, has no context, and that is reality to them. That's dangerous. And that is why talk radio is such an important adjunct to your education, because at least here we do delve a little more deeply. But unfortunately, now it's time to delve deeply into it, a completely different thing. We'll find out what's going on with traffic and weather and news with Danny Robards. Tony Dale sitting in for Bobby Mack. Back after this.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Howdy. Hey, welcome to this Friday, since you're stuck in traffic from the sound. I ask Moneypenny, how is it that, not occasionally, but every single day, there is a wreck right there by Pelham Road and I-85, and I think she said it because people are stupid, or more arguably, people are selfish and only drive thinking about themselves and not driving defensively, but offensively. But it, yeah, it's spooky at times. Okay, our Common Sense Retirement Planning text line available, of course, 71307. And I need to catch up on some of these because there's some good ones in here. I live in Berea, and what I see is fresh pavement on sections of Whitehorse and I-85 and 385, the cluster hump. But the road's edge is eroding right in front of my house. That's all I got. Tony, Iran has captured yet another tanker. This is two. They may want to check out with their neighbors there to see how the Barbary Pirates thing worked out in the end. Quite good. Tony, if you want to get the roads fixed around Greenville or in South Carolina, get the news media involved. If you can get them involved, keyword, if. Tony, I have not heard any follow-up investigation into who started the Russia probe. Is anyone still investigating Hillary, the phony dossier? Well, you would be interested to know that yesterday, in fact, our own state, our Senator Lindsey Graham, said there are three areas he wants to explore as part of a deep dive inquiry into the origins of the Trump-Russia investigation. After the conclusion of the Justice Department Inspector General Horowitz investigation into alleged abuse by foreign intelligence, or the FISA Act. Quote, I want to ask Comey, what did you tell the president in January of 2017? Here's the dossier. I can't verify it, but I want you to know about it. And then turning around, did you use the same document and tell the court that it was reliable on four different occasions? I would like to know when McCabe reaffirmed again that without the dossier, there would be no warrant. And how about Carter Page? Four FISA warrant applications and renewals were filed there. The applications relied heavily on the unverified dossier about Trump's ties to Russia, compiled by a British ex-spy, Christopher Steele, who was hired by Fusion GPS, and that opposition research firm was hired by Mark Elias of the Perkins Coie law firm at the behest and paid by Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. So Steele and Fusion GPS shopped this research around the various government figures. Yes, so the short answer to your query is that, yes, this isn't over, but, and here's another perfect example of what we see all the time. We know, because all of this has come out about all of the lying of Bruce and Nellie Orr, what happened with Comey and McCabe. We know about Hillary Clinton's server that she destroyed and used bleach that she should not have had and should not have done. There is so much smoke in the air from that fire. The problem is that the media, who would be in this instance the fire department, will not answer that particular call. They just will not. But I tell you what they are answering, and it's all over the place. After having to sit through this long, involved Mueller report, which, of course, most of the whole reason, the rationale for it was the very thing that we were talking about here, this phony dossier paid for by Hillary Clinton's campaign. I mean, this is insane that this is still standing, but it is. So Mueller found nothing. Think of it. For 2 years, basically, the left has been doing everything in their power, the press, the deep state, all of them, to unseat a duly elected sitting president. It is a coup. This word is now a common usage out there because that is what this has been. So in all of this, none of the people who were responsible for getting this whole thing going with the express purpose of trying to undo Donald Trump, none of them have been brought up on any charges. Now, a number of them have had to leave the FBI and have, you know, been called into question. But here we sit after all of this time, and nobody has been able to lay a glove on Donald Trump with any veracity. And in spite of this, the big news story, or one of them, is that Robert Mueller is going to be back again in Congress next week to testify. Lord have mercy, he came out and said, there was nothing. We found nothing. But they're going to try to keep that meme alive all the way up to 2020 for the election. Now, here's some good news and some hopeful news. There are people sitting there who are conservatives, like Jim Jordan and Nunes and others, who are going to hopefully bring into this questioning some of those very elements I was talking about. And what about those? What did you know about Fusion GPS? What did you know about the veracity of, or lack thereof, on the dossier? These are questions that hopefully can be asked and shed some light on all of that. So don't lose hope. I guess that's the upshot of that one. I have to take a little wee break here, and I hope that you will stick with me and maybe even text if you like to in the meantime. Tony Dale sitting in for Bobby Mack. When we come back, we're talking to Jim in Spartanburg about Omar. Howdy. So glad that you're here. Hope you're not stuck in traffic, but if you are, we'll try to entertain and inform you to some degree. And we're going to start that little bit of action by going to the ever-patient Jim in Spartanburg. I do appreciate you hanging out and waiting, Jim. How are you?
Doing good, Tony. How about yourself?
I am blessed.
Good. That's good to hear. I got a question about this stuff with Omar and David Duke. It's been out there, you know, since March. These agencies like Fox, OAN, nothing's been said on there about it. That I don't quite understand why they hadn't picked it up. Haven't heard Rush talk anything about it. And in my opinion, this is some pretty hot stuff, but somebody needs to grab it and run it.
I'm amazed, too. Yeah.
Even Lindsey Graham, if he wanted to, well, I know what Lindsey's going to do, but, you know, it would help his campaign for his re-election. He would put something. Of course, I've never voted for him, but anyway, the deal is, somebody needs to get out there with it and, you know.
Yeah. It is stunning. It is stunning. I'd mentioned it earlier in the show, and Tara was talking about it as well this morning. For those of you who weren't listening a couple hours ago when we were talking about this. So this is a fact. Jim is absolutely correct. David Duke, former Grand Wizard of the KKK, began to endorse Ilhan Omar and said she's the best representative in Washington. And the reason for her being that in his mind is because she is completely anti-Israel. She is an anti-Semite and Jew hater. Her background, just so you don't have to understand, is complete identification with Islam and with the Palestinians and so forth. So that's her. Now, Jim, here's the other thing, and I think the most interesting part of this is the difference with which the mainstream press handled when David Duke endorsed Donald Trump when he was running for office. You may recall he endorsed Trump, and Trump immediately said, no, I reject that. I don't accept that endorsement. And they kept asking him over and over again, obviously to try to keep that narrative alive. And yet she can do this, and nobody says a word, because she certainly has not rejected that endorsement. And here's something else, Jim, and I find this even more interesting. So here's a fascist Nazi type of a guy, and if you go back and look at that, remember that Hitler created an alliance with the Muslims in Africa during World War II. And that what they had in common at that time was a hatred of Jews, anti-Semitism.
Yep. That's exactly right.
So good question. Why are we not hearing more about it? Yeah, I don't know. What do you think?
I think they're ignoring it for some reason or another. Just like mainstream media is ignoring.
Yeah. Well, we know that they're ignoring it. As to why it hasn't come out earlier than this and other places besides this radio station, I really don't know. But that's an interesting point. Thank you for bringing that up. But I would say this in closing. You know, Jim, there are lots of ways to slant the news. And one is, there's an old media term or an old journalism term called spiking a story. It goes back to the days in print journalism where everybody had on their table a spike, where you would put stories that were out there, but you weren't ready to cover them, so you would put them there, and maybe one day you would look at them again. Usually they ended up in the trash. So they purposefully, it isn't just what the mainstream press tells us that is slanted or wrong. An even bigger type of propaganda is what they refuse to cover, and this is a perfect example of that.
Yeah.
So, well, listen, my friend, have a fabulous weekend and drive carefully, and thank you for bringing that back up again, because that is something that definitely needs to be, that's a drum that needs to be beat a little bit more.
It is. I tell you what I think, too, Tony, you notice, you know, with Rush, when he picks up on something, you know, the mainstream will try to divert it. They'll even, you know, repeat what he said and try to work around it. But I swear, I think if Rush got a hold of that and ran with it for a little bit, it would drive them nuts.
I'm surprised. You know, that is a great point. I am surprised that he hasn't picked up on that, but he may. I mean, it is out there. So,
yeah,
maybe what we need to do is kind of send him from one talk show host to another and say, "Have you? What do you think about this? Have you checked this out?" So, maybe we'll do that. Well, again, thank you, Jim, for your call. You hang in there. Curious stuff, boy. Yeah, you know that old Chinese curse? May you live in interesting times. Boy, are we living in interesting times. One last thing. Somebody mentioned earlier, and I try to get this quickly, what happened with this Russian sub. About 2 weeks ago, there was an incident that took place where a Russian submarine, 17 sailors, most of them captains, a mysterious sub, a deep diving sub, these people died in a fire, and this all happened. Well, one of the people, the survivors at the funeral, said that they had averted what would be a worldwide catastrophe. So what that means, I don't know. But what were they messing around with down there? Interesting. I don't know. Anyway, a couple more hours to go. Don't go away. Tony Dale back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.